Chapter 13. The children tell their story. Grandad smiled when he saw them.
"Welcome home," he exclaimed.
The children both began to speak. Grandad held up his hand for silence.
"I can smell the fire and smoke in your clothes."
"Can you?" said Lucy.
She sniffed her t-shirt.
"Yes," she said.
"So can I," said Robert.
"That's what the Great Fire of London smells like," said Grandad. "Now go and change your clothes before you do anything else."
They met Mrs. Green, the maid, in the hall.
"What is that smell?" she asked.
"It's the Great Fire of London," said Robert.
"Don't be silly," said Mrs. Green with a laugh.
The children ran upstairs to change their clothes. Later, they told Grandad the whole story.
"It's just like it says in the history books," said Grandad. "You were so lucky to see it. No one else in the world today has been there."
"I never thought of that,"
Robert exclaimed.
"But now you must give me the time travel phones."
"Do we have to?"
Lucy wailed.
"I don't want you to travel in time by mistake. It's much too dangerous."
They gave the phones to Grandad.
"One day," he said, "someone will find the missing phone and people will say, 'It is 350 years old.' They will be very surprised."
"I hope we can go time travelling again," Lucy said.
"So do I," said Robert. "It's the most exciting thing I've ever done in my life."
The new term began at school. Robert and Lucy were in the same class.
"This term," said their new teacher, "we are going to study some exciting events in history. I'm going to start with the Great Fire of London. Has anyone heard of that?"
Robert and Lucy grinned at each other and put up their hands. The teacher folded his arms.
"Really? What do you two know about it?"
"Well," Robert said, "it began very early on the 2nd of September 1666 in a baker's shop in Pudding Lane, London."
"It was a warm night," said Lucy, "and there was a strong wind. The wind helped to spread the fire."
"Well done," said the teacher. "You know a lot about it."
"We know a lot about the first day of the Great Fire," said Lucy.
"Tell us more then," said the teacher.
So they did. Everyone in class was amazed.
"How do you know all this?" the teacher asked.
"Oh, we just like history," said Lucy. "Grandad tells us stories from history."
"You make it sound as if you were there," said the teacher with a laugh.
"Perhaps we were," said Robert, grinning.
"Perhaps we travelled back in time," said Lucy.
The teacher smiled.
"I wish we could do that. History would be very easy to learn."
"And it would be more fun," said Robert.
All that term, the cousins thought about the time travel phones in Grandad's safe.
"One day," said Lucy, "perhaps we will go time travelling again."
"I hope so," said Robert.
"Where will we go next, you think?"